Blog Talk Radio.
With a
overcast and slight chance of rain throughout the day. You know, tomorrow probably is going to be our best day. Tomorrow we're looking at 77 degrees with a low of 57, partly sunny. And then on Sunday, we're looking at 61 to 63 degrees and rain, high chance of rain on Sunday and Monday. And we're looking at the break in the weather possibly on Tuesday, okay? So overcast and little rain showers today on and off. And then Saturday looks like our best day for weather, okay? And let's see, before we get into the show, today's word of the day. Today's word of the day is Zephyr. 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 Z-E-P-H-Y-R. Zephyr, which is a noun. And Zephyr means a breeze from the west, a gentle breeze. Or a second definition is any of various lightweight fabrics and articles of clothing. A zephyr, Z-E-P-H-Y-R. A breeze from the west or a gentle breeze. A gentle breeze is a zephyr. That's pretty good. That's a pretty good word. And you can, again, add that to your vocabulary as a gentle breeze, a zephyr. All right? And so, again, guys, here we go. Now, today's episode is entitled, Why Are Men and Women of Marriage Today? Now, before I get into this, let me make one comment before I get into the show. And my comment is, you know, I did a show the other day about Pastor Creflo Dollar asking his folks about $65 million so he could buy him a jet. Or buy a jet for the church to take him around the world and spread the gospel, okay? And everybody's in arms about this. Well, that's cool, okay? I like when people debate back and forth about things. But again, guys, whether you like it or not, whether you give him money or not, he will get enough money to buy the jet that he wants. Okay? He will. Not he might. Not he, you know, he probably will. He will get the money to buy that jet. Okay? Money is pouring in right now. And because you guys are talking about it so much, and pushing this so much, he's getting the attention that he wants. More people are following him. So, again, he is going to get the money that he wants to buy the jet. All right? And that's all I got to say about that. Why are men and women scared of marriage today? Why are they? And before we get into the show, I have a caller from the 706 area code. The first three digits are 325. This caller has some information that will lead us into the show. 706-325, the first three digits. Caller, you're live on the show with Frank Williams. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Hey, Frank. It's Nick, and I'm from Valley, Alabama.
Hey, Nick, what's going on, bud?
Hey, man, just calling in to share some facts with you that I found out about divorce and Maybe I could even tell you why I'm afraid of marriage.
All right. Well, the floor is yours. You have my audience. Go ahead and do your thing and just let me know when you're ready for me to jump in.
All right. Well, I found some information, and a lot of it is percentages, but I'll go ahead and get into it. 41% of first marriages end in divorce. By men and women's second marriage, it goes all the way to 60%. By people's third marriage, 73% of these marriages end in divorce. With percentage of 43% of children growing up in America right now today being raised without their fathers. Now, 43% is a high number to me. That's a lot of children right now today in America that are being raised without their fathers. In America, there is one divorce every 36 seconds. When you add it up, it totals to 876,000 divorces a year in America alone. Just think about how many divorces are going to go through over the course of this show. One that really hit home to me, that really kind of hit home a little bit, that I didn't quite understand, was the fact that living together prior to marriage can increase the chance of divorce by as much as 40%. Now, for me, I always thought you would want to live with your hopefully future partner, because you really don't know someone until you live with them. So that kind of threw me for a loop a little bit. I figured, have I been doing it wrong the whole time? Am I actually doing a detriment by living with my girlfriend before we got married? What do you think about that, Frank? That definitely puzzled me.
Well, for me, Nick, and I've been married 26 years now. It was just the opposite for me. I recommend people to live together before marriage. Simply because, again, it was successful for me, and that's why I think it would be successful for someone else. And it helped me tremendously because, again, I started to understand my fiance, understood her ways, understood her ways of living. We started commingling funds, all this stuff that married people do before we got married. And then so I figured that if we did that and we were able to survive a year or so of that, then we could survive marriage. And, you know, of course it doesn't work for everyone, but I think that that's the best formula, because if you get married before living together, I believe that once you start living together after marriage and you just can't stand it or can't make it, then that's a step towards divorce. So I thought it was good for me. So keep going.
That was definitely my thought process on it. Like, you know, you really don't know someone's bad habits and what they do and how they act until you live with them. But the reason why, not just the facts alone, because I've never looked up these facts before. Never decided to look until just the other day. Decided to see what I could find. Now, what I actually see and hear with my own eyes scares me to death of marriage
is that I can't even go to work. My day-to-day job. I can't go to Montgomery, Alabama, where I drill for the military every month. I can't go home and sit with my mom. I can't look at my friends or the family of my friends and not see divorce every which way I turn. And seeing that is just, it just seems like I'm in the generation that marriages just tend to fail. And I don't want to be caught up in a failing marriage. I don't want to be 10 years down the road and I'm going through my first divorce. I don't want to be 5 or 10 years further down the road and I've got 2 or 3 kids with 2 or 3 different women. I'm paying child support and possibly alimony. Then I might be going into my third marriage, barely making it, ends meet. I don't want to go through that. I would want to be able to go through life and not have the fear of marriage or the fear of divorce. You know, it's just, because I mean, there's so many women out there that they don't want their children to grow up without their fathers. They don't want the children to have to visit their father on the weekends. I don't want that to be me. But it's like almost, how can you prevent it? How can you prevent divorce? How can you ensure that you won't go through that? I know I can't. I think that's impossible, that I could ensure myself safe from divorce. And that's why it's got me so scared, because you see it every day. I mean, celebrity. I mean, if you're into the celebrity stuff, celebrities getting divorced every which way, everywhere you turn, they're getting with somebody new. So I don't want to go through that at all. If I could go through life, and me and my partner could just have an understanding, we could just be boyfriend and girlfriend, I would actually love that, because I'm 26 years old. And I don't have any kids, and I haven't had as much as a fiance. And I have no plans of getting married anytime soon, just because of the facts and what I see.
All right. Well, do you want kids one day?
I definitely want kids one day. 2 or 3 kids. I want all that. I want to experience that. And it's hard for me to imagine that the woman of my dreams would want to have 2 or 3 kids with me and would not want to be married. She would be okay with not walking down the aisle. She would be okay with just being boyfriend and girlfriend with 2 or 3 kids. I don't know how many women would buy that, but just how I feel about marriage, I just hope that maybe either I can give in and try it, or that I can find someone that's like me. Because, when I was going over the percentages earlier, those were just for people going to divorce. Think about how many listeners and people out there right now married to their wives and to their husbands that would probably get divorced if it wasn't for their children. I don't want to feel stuck or trapped that the only reason I'm with my significant other right now is because of our children. That's another life that I don't want to live. I want to find the woman of my dreams, have 2 or 3 kids, and live happily ever after. But how many marriages are there actually like that out there that people can admit? Yeah, we have that. So
well, when you think about that, you have to say it's almost a catch-22, because if you if you have a girlfriend and for a long time and you guys never get married, but you have kids together, this and that. Now, that, you know, y'all can still break up as boyfriend and girlfriend and having kids. And it would be the same situation. It just won't be a divorce. And some women and some men feel like that if, you know, I don't want to marry this girl, but I do want to have kids with her. I do want to spend the rest of my life with her. Well, I mean, you got to make that decision. Are you going to, you know, are you going to marry her? And, you know, marriage has its advantages and marriage has its disadvantages. Boyfriend and girlfriend has its advantages and it has its disadvantages. You know, I would tell you, don't be afraid of getting married, because, you know, although you say you don't want to have kids with someone and then have a divorce or feel like you're stuck, well, what's going to make you not feel like you're stuck as a boyfriend and girlfriend? You may not be stuck by marriage, but you're kind of stuck by the kids and y'all having a relationship. And you can still leave. You know, you can still leave as boyfriend and girlfriend, but you can still leave as being married as well. So it's, you know, it's that's pretty touchy right there.
I guess really the only thing that I have to say with that is I would hope that this wouldn't happen to me, but I know there are men and women out there that do this, but a lot of people change in once you get married, and it's not always for the good. I'm afraid and I'm scared that I might find a woman that might seem all right on the outside, but when things get bad and we're talking about divorce, she might try to run me through and take me for everything that I have. I guess that's because by legal standpoint, she can do that. By boyfriend and girlfriend, she legally can't take anything of mine. So that's what I'm afraid of as well. If I got married with someone and I screwed up or whatever happened, she took my house, she takes my money, and she takes my kids. I don't want to be that guy. I don't want to be that guy.
Well, you know,
get everything taken from me.
Again, I understand that. I understand exactly where you're coming from. I mean, you can see a lot of these guys, high profile guys that making millions of dollars, and then they get divorced and have to give up half of it. And you know, it's just something, man. It's just, you know, there is no right or wrong way, I don't think. And if you meet someone that, yeah, you fall in love with a young lady and she wants to get married, but you don't, okay? Now, what's going to hold you guys together at that point? She wants to get married, but you don't. Y'all, really, really, y'all are seriously in love with each other. She wants to get married, but you don't. What's going to hold her there with you? What's going to hold you there with her? I know you're going to say, you know, love's going to hold you there. But she loves you, but she wants to get married. What's going to hold you guys together?
I've thought about that. when I think about how it was with my ex. Now when things were going good, that was probably the first time in my life that I was actually even considering marriage. Now this girl was begging me to get married. She was like, "When am I gonna get a ring? You know, when are we getting married? When are we getting married?" And I always gave her the same answer. You know, I can't tell you. I can't tell you, because really I had no plans to get married with her anytime soon. It was gonna be years and years probably down the road. I always kidded with her, saying maybe in 10 years or something. But she was probably the first person that I was actually considering getting married to. And to try to answer your question, I really hope that there is someone else out there that actually we do work out, that I fall in love with, that could make me consider it again and maybe actually follow through. Because while I am scared to death and afraid of marriage and divorce, I'm not completely putting it off the table. I'm definitely leaving it open to possibility. But as I said, it would have to be an amazing woman. She would definitely have to blow me away and say yes. Screw being scared, screw being afraid, whatever. I have to marry this. This girl wants to get married to me, so I'm going to make it happen. But I've yet to meet anybody like that, and, you know, who's to know that I ever meet someone that could, the way women say, yeah, just sweep me off my feet.
Yeah.
So.
And you know, who knows what your future holds? I mean, you know, you may meet a beautiful woman that does sweep you off your feet, and voila, you know, bam, you know, you're on your way and getting married and have a couple of kids, live happily ever after. Who knows? I think that's the beauty of life, is that you don't know the future. You can't predict the future. And because of that, you kind of try to predict the future. That's kind of what I did in my marriage. I kind of tried to predict the future. When we got married, we bought a home, and then we said, okay, we're gonna take some time and we're gonna have some fun together before we have kids. And then that's what we did. We had a lot of fun together as a married couple, and then we said, okay, now let's have a kid. And then we had a kid, and then we took some years off, and then we had, you know, another kid. We kind of predicted our future with that. And it's worked out well for us. But when you meet a young lady that wants to make things happen and happen like that, And Nick, I got about 15 seconds in the show. I'm gonna shut down in just a minute, but we'll talk some more, okay? So, and you think that, you know, hey, things are gonna work out, but sometimes they don't, and unfortunately, for a lot of people, it doesn't work out. Okay, so my internet audience is gone. It's just call-in tour up on the show still for just a few minutes. But, I want to say again is that anybody who listens to my show and are listening right now, you know, try to take the element of marriage not working. Try to take that element out and think that I'm going to meet this young lady and she's going to be the best thing to happen to me, because you are. You are going to meet that certain young lady. Now, you may have five or six in between, or you may have one going at that time when you meet that one. But when you meet that one, you're going to know it, because she's not going to be easy. She's going to have standards about herself. She's going to make you do things that you've never done before with any other woman. And you're like, man, I've never done this before with any girl I've ever met. She got me jumping through hoops and all this stuff. And that's going to happen. That's going to happen. And when that happens, you'll know that she is the one. And whether y'all get married or not, okay, things may not work out. But I believe that if you marry someone, you tend to really, really push on the side of making things work, okay? I always, you know, because I've been married for 26 years, so I always push on the side, and it hasn't been easy. Don't get me wrong, but I always push on the side of I want this to work. I have to make this work, and sometimes I have to sit down and talk to my wife about that. This is us. We got to make this work, simply because I don't want to be married again. If I get a divorce from my wife now, I'm not going to marry again. And I don't care what the female says that I'm involved with. I'm not getting married again. Okay? Because this has been a long, hard road. Okay? And I don't mean hard as far as money and all this stuff. That hasn't been me. I mean hard as far as, you know, wear and tear on your mind, okay, on your mentality from dealing with a female, because we're on opposite ends of the track. The male is on this end of the track. The female is on this end of the track. It is hard to come together and do well with each other. But when you find that one, it'll be good for you. Hey, guys, take care of yourselves. I'm going to end the show now. But take care of yourselves. Be good to yourselves. Be good to your girls. And girls, please be good to you guys. This Frank, I'm over, and I'm out.